This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Mac McConn has been making great music in North Carolina for 25 years. He released more than 15 albums with his indie rock band Superchunk and breakaway project Portastatic, but he's waited until now to release an album under his own name. On Tuesday, Mac McConn will release his first truly solo project, Non-Believers. He says the album is inspired by early 80s-era punk rock that evolved into new wave. Mac McConn will be hosting and DJing a record release party tomorrow night at Durham's Pinhook. Before that, he'll join us to talk a little bit about this new album and take a little look back as well. Mac, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Great to be back here.
I guess I was surprised to realize that this was your first real solo project.
Took me a while.
Have you been thinking, I mean, is this something that's always been on your mind, or did it actually finally come to the point where you said, hey, why not?
I don't think it's ever been on my mind, but when I finished this record, I had to call it something, and I felt like...
Actually, the Beatles already have that one. You can't...
That's right. I couldn't use that. So I had to release it under a name that was either Portastatic, which I felt like I had kind of retired. Mm. And so to call it a Portastatic record, I felt like would be stepping backwards a little bit. And to come up with a whole new band name, even though I think band names are just cooler than my name or solo names, they're cooler. But the idea of coming up with a whole new band name was also somewhat exhausting, and it just seemed confusing. So I just went with the name that I already have.
I think you should have gone with something by the Beatles, because actually they did very well.
They're quite popular.
Still today. So what are the inspirations for this? You don't go back as far as that to find your inspiration for this latest album.
No, I think that what I was thinking about a lot with this record was the records that kind of first steered me away from what I had grown up listening to, which I still love, which is classic rock records that my parents had, you know, Rolling Stones, The Who, things like that. And that's what I was, those were my favorite bands when I was 10 or 12 years old, along with, heavy metal bands like AC/DC. And then when my family moved from Florida to North Carolina, all of a sudden we were surrounded by these great college radio stations, and I was exposed to all kinds of new music. There was clubs like the Brewery in Raleigh that had all ages shows, the Coffee House here in Durham, it's where the first place I saw a punk show. And of course the Cat's Cradle. So all of a sudden, there was all this new input and great record stores. So this record had me thinking about that period of my life, and that period in everyone's life. That's a transitional period, yeah. You know, in adolescence and teen years. There's awkwardness. There's all kinds of interesting stuff that's going on.
It was kind of a cool transition in punk, too, at that era. Well, before we talk any more about it, how about if we get a sample? We play us a song?
Sure. I'm going to play a song called Lost Again, which is the basis for this song was thinking about being old enough to have your learner's permit or your driver's license and not really having anywhere to go. Driving around, getting lost in Durham neighborhoods near Garrett Road, where I went to high school at Jordan, or, you know, north of Pickett Road, where I had a lot of friends who lived up there, and just driving around these kind of suburbs.
Is all split in two. Well, I'm driving down your street. I'm kind of looking for you. I'm kind of looking for me. The house is all split in two, and the hedges are so near. On a Wednesday afternoon in the September heat, lost again without you, my friend. Yeah, lost, lost again without you, my friend. Said yes, the pool is already closed, and the park is all a mess. The house is all split in two, and now the lights are coming on. I slow down but never stop, wave to the kids out on the lawn. Lost again without you, my friend. Yeah, lost again. You never saw my dead end.
Mac McConn, co-founder of Merge Records, Superchunk, Porta Static. He is out with his latest album, Non-Believers. It's actually officially released May 5th. However, you can stream it from our website right now, stateofthings.org. Great song. You talked about this period of time being transitional for you. I mean, this is this adolescence where we're all kind of weird and awkward. But also punk music was going through some changes at the time. Tell us about that. It's kind of an interesting period, really.
It was, and at the time, of course, being young, I didn't really know what was going on. I was just knew what I was exposed to, and it was interesting because in addition to listening to WXYC or WXDU, the college stations that were playing this kind of music, you also had MTV, which was a total mainstream version of what was going on. And so it was this thing where you were, like you said, punk and new wave. Punk was turning into new wave, and so you were getting all this mix of sounds and new technologies. And to me, what's interesting about that, and I use a lot of keyboards and synthesizers on this new record, is that phase where people have the new technology, but they don't totally know how to use it yet. So they get they're experimenting, and they get a lot of interesting results.
Yeah, and a blend of old and new platforms. The old platform being college radio, and the new one being cable TV and MTV and
sure,
that sort of thing.
Sure.
It's very cool. Can we hear another song from the album?
Sure. This is a song called "Come Upstairs." And again, one thing that thinking about my own period of my own life then had me, of course, comparing it to the period in my kids' lives or other friends' kids, you know, who are now getting to be that age as well. And this song is the last song on the record, and in some ways it's the only one that's set in the present day to some extent.
Yeah.
Upstairs, well, there's castles collapsing. Don't you want to see it go down? Well, yes, I do not want to miss the destruction that's happening. And I could use a spell from this sound. make it up there, meet me on the top stair. Ooh, my one. Take me to some fresh air. Frankly, take me anywhere. 'Cause I'm living in the dark. You could be the sun. Galaxies are exploding. But don't you want to hear them go boom? Oh, yes, I do not want to miss the world you are decoding. So come and pull me out of this room. Make it up there. Meet me on the top stair. Ooh, my one. Ooh, take me to some fresh air. Yeah, frankly, take me anywhere. 'Cause I'm living in the dark. 'Cause I'm living in the dark. Be the sun. Oh yeah, you could be the sun. Well, you could be the sun.
New music from Mac McCann's album Non-Believer is going to be hosting and DJing a record release party tomorrow night at Durham's Pinhook. The album is available for preview at our website, stateofthings.org. I'm only going to have time to let you play one more
here. All right.
But I'm going to let you. I want to ask you one more question, too. 25 years for Merge Records. You've got people on there, St. Vincent, The National, Arcade Fire, Ryan Adams. You ever think this day would come?
No, you know, it's we celebrated the anniversary for a whole year last year, and I think that by the time January rolled around this year, everyone was kind of happy to get back to work on all the records that we're putting out. But it was very exciting to have everyone join us in Carrboro last year to celebrate the 25 years, and now we're all just, you know, looking forward to another year of working with the great artists that we work with.
Talking to Mac McCann today on The State of Things. His new album is Non-Believer. It's going to be at the Pinhook in Durham. Well, we've only got time for one more. I don't know if you want to play something from the new album or if you want to treat us to a little go into the vault, into the groove yard.
Well, what's
super junk?
What's been fun about these solo shows, and there's a bunch coming up, is that about half the set I'm going to be backed by a band we're calling the Non-Believers. It's actually members of the Flesh Wounds, a band from Carrboro. And the rest of the set, I'm playing solo, and I can do songs from the entire catalog. I'm going to do a Superchunk song right now from a record called Come Pick Me Up that we're reissuing this summer.
All right. Hang in there 1 second. I want to remind everybody, Mac's releasing his first album under his own name, Non-Believers. You can stream it at our website, stateofthings.org. You can also catch Mac hosting his DJ and DJing the record release party tomorrow at the Pinhook. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Mac McCann.
Thanks.
Thank you. Backing up first in the sun, avoiding everyone. When you come high into view over Bellevue, when those bricks begin to hum, yeah, glass vibrates with the tone. You're nothing but alone. United Nations glows with light, and you're up all night. Well, this is no one's home. And since in one way free, this canyon's killing me. Will you dive then lift away all the dying day falling from my feet? Well, hello hawk, come pick me up. 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 Your shadow, blurry though it was, in the heat somehow I knew all that it was you, or beating down the dust. You grab us by the neck, I volunteer as prey. We could leave the world in gold if this muddy road would only wash away. Hello, hawk, come pick me up.